This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we have much to cover real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles out there, sharing with you information that combats the lies, friends. We're going to be hitting on some information today, friends, as to how we have to have ears listening to a foreign president in contrast to what our president is telling us, namely the truth. Right, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment, and that's exactly why we have SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1776. The Sons of Liberty had the correspondence of committee, and they kept the colonies awake as to what was taking place across the pond with the strongest, mightiest military power in the world during that time, namely the Brits, right? And under the rule of that tyrant named King George III. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Always good to see my faithful friends over there in all sincerity. Also, jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto the front page and join us on live chat. If you're one of the affiliates listening to us across the country in 128 different cities, please give us a call at any time. Keep your eyes on the road. Numbers 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can I just say this really quick? By the way, we follow the Christ first and foremost. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. I just want to say this, and I want you to listen to me real quick. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. In leading the opposition, they can bring the outcome that they so desire. This is what's been going on in this country for a long, long time. When it comes to the presidential contenders that have been hand-delivered to the American people, only to find after they vote in their favorite politician because he's got their favorite jersey on, that he does the exact opposite that they were afraid that the left, as they were taught to believe, would do to them. You see, Joe Biden, friends, senile Joe Biden. The man that is an open pedophile, and he cares not about the consequence because they're attempting to normalize it. We covered that on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com a year ago, how his college roommate told the world that Joe Biden was attracted to children. That's a pedophile. What does he do? He makes his appeal to the Muslims. What does he do? He picks Kamala Harris, a known criminal, who says, we're going to go to people's house to confiscate guns. And everything else you don't want to hear. Folks, Joe Biden, just for the record, and Kamala Harris couldn't make their appeal in a communist nation and be picked as their new dictators. They couldn't be picked with their selling points in a communist nation. And I want to tell you this. How many people keep getting caught up into the same game, not realizing that both contenders have been delivered up by the powers that are tolerated and that they have the same jersey on? When are you going to awake to this fact? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. It's a communist tactic, and it's been at work since the beginning of time. You are to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, and if you don't do that, you deserve what you've got coming. There is 1,152 different presidential contenders right now, and you've only heard about Donald Trump, creepy Mike Pence, globalists, and that of a known pedophile, Joe Biden, senile Joe Biden, making an appeal to the Muslims, picking up Kamala Harris, a known criminal, saying that we're going to go from home to home, confiscating guns. That's called driving support to Donald Trump's administration. That's what this is. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And folks, I got to tell you, these posts that I'm seeing right now are people that have been told the message over and over and over again. They refuse to see the truth for what it is. They have eyes and they see it not, and they have ears and they hear it not. Why? Because they're going for their favorite jersey again, friends. They don't want to take heed to the warnings. They want to keep driving through, blazing a trail, roughshod, straight into hell as they follow their favorite contender to a new global order because they're both on the same team. When are you going to figure that out, friends? With that said, just to show you again how you're being lied by the CIA-controlled media, the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says, stop listening to Dr. Fauci. Stop listening to him. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said this week that he will stop listening to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who hasn't diagnosed a case in 20 years, by the way, who claimed doesn't know, talking about Anthony Fauci, who doesn't know what he's talking about, amid a recent uptick in new coronavirus cases in the Lone Star State. Folks, you have some people blurting the truth out in their confusion. We already know the numbers, friends, have been manufactured. We already know that these test results have been rigged. We know this. We cover this. We play the audio, friends. Wait until you hear today's show, friends. It's embarrassing. It really is. We have a Texas lieutenant governor saying, stop listening to Fauci. Okay? But you have the President of the United States giving them a platform, wearing a mask, listening to Fauci, whatever you want to call this little rat, because that's exactly what he is, right? But we have some people telling you the truth. Oh, did I forget to tell you, in Florida, this is happening all over the country, by the way, outside of the fact that lawsuits are raining down on said representatives throughout the country that have mandated, well, they say required, wearing masks. This individual in Florida, a sheriff, he's banning deputies and visitors from wearing masks. This is the Washington Post. And, of course, they're going to put a biased slant on it as if to suggest this guy's an idiot and he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, friends, just hold up. You got to hear the beginning to the end of today's show so you can understand what's going on. On Tuesday, as Florida set a daily record for COVID-19 deaths, County Sheriff Billy Woods prohibited his deputies from wearing masks at work. He said, we can debate and argue all day of why and why not. The fact is, the amount of professionals that give him the reasons why we should wear one, I can find the same exact amount of professionals saying that we shouldn't. Okay? Friends, people are waking up, and I praise God for it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Okay, so, again, 1-866-582-9933. How many times do these fraudsters need to be exposed before they are brought to justice? I'm going to play a piece of audio by our friend Ben Swan, who contributes over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to give you some new information, again, countering the lies that you're being told. You've seen me take this step every step of the way, friends. They've lost the narrative. They have become desperate. Okay? What the President of the United States of America is saying to you is opposite of the truth. We now have to open our ears to foreigners that are willing to tell us the truth. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but first, Ben Swan, check this out, friends.
So here's a question for you. When the coronavirus vaccine becomes available, do you plan to take it? Some of you watching will say, absolutely, yes. Others will say, you're not sure. And so others will say, absolutely not. There's no way. Well, the truth is, for those of you who are unsure or those of you who say no, Yale University is working on a study to make sure they know how to properly manipulate you into actually taking the vaccine. Not kidding about this. The study is being created to figure out different ways to message or persuade Americans to take the vaccine when it becomes available. And some of what that particular study is looking at will probably infuriate you. I'm Ben Swan.
So you understand as to what they're doing here, friends. They're trying to manipulate Americans into taking COVID-19. What they're doing, friends, is they're ostracizing those that are not going with the flow. Here's some more statistics for you by Ben Swan right now.
Even on the market yet. And yet, when the world's most rushed vaccine does finally make it to the public, and sooner or later it will, the question becomes, how many people will actually line up to take it? Now, this is a question that is frustrating governments and certainly vaccine makers and people like Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci, who want to make sure that the entire American population does receive the vaccine. The problem is, even with the current flu vaccine, about half of the country never bothers to get it. So how do you convince people to get the coronavirus vaccine? And that's...
Okay, so how do you do that? You have to manipulate them. You have to ostracize them. You have to demonize them to bring them about in subjection to that which is unlawful. And by the way, let me add, very dangerous. Very dangerous indeed.
All right, so let's talk about this Yale study, which has just been leaked, that is being done at Yale University. And the goal of this study, of about 4,000 participants, is being done with one purpose: how to convince Americans to take the coronavirus vaccine. Now keep in mind, the coronavirus vaccine that's out front, that most seems likely to get to market first, is one being created by Moderna alongside the National Institutes of Health. Bill Gates is a funder in this. Dr. Anthony Fauci, obviously with his NIH, is a big part of this. And remember, of course, Moderna, for their part, has never actually brought a drug, any drug ever, all the way through FDA regulations and trials to get a drug to market. They've never done it. And yet they are the company leading the way on this brand new coronavirus vaccine. So Yale University researchers are now looking at a 4,000 person study to try to figure out how to best create messaging, though the right term really should be manipulation, to persuade Americans to take this vaccine when it does come to market. The study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. Participants are randomized to one of 12 arms, with one control arm and one baseline arm. We will compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 3 and 6 months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms to the 2 control arms. Study participants are recruited online by Lucid, which matches census-based sampling in online recruitment. So take a look here at the arms and interventions. They use a sham comparator control.
Sham.
A control message about bird feeding. 2 out of 15 of the sample will be assigned to the pure control group, which is a passage on the costs and benefits of bird feeding. Under that are the experimental comparators. For instance, the experimental personal freedom. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this intervention, which is a message about how COVID-19 is limiting people's personal freedom, and by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its personal freedom.
Oh.
Which, of course, makes no sense at all. You will have personal freedom if you comply and do what everyone else is doing,
right,
regardless of how you feel about it. Another experimental, social pressure through guilt. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated, and society must work together to get enough people vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the guilt they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Another social pressure they want to use? Embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the embarrassment they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Then they're trying to use the social pressure, anger. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the anger they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Now, here's my favorite one. Trust in science.
Last one.
1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message about how getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the most effective way of protecting one's community. Vaccination is backed by science. If one doesn't get vaccinated, that means that one doesn't understand how infections are spread or who ignores science. Trust in science, they say, is not based upon trusting the fact that, by the way, not all vaccinations work for all people, and by the way, even the flu vaccine that is taken by millions of people every year only affects 60-40% of those who actually get the vaccine. We'll talk about more about that in a minute.
Okay, so that's the information we want to give you right now. So thank you to our friend Ben Swan, a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, showing forth, friends, and bringing forth to the American people and worldwide the information, again, that you need to hear. And understand, friends, you're being lied to. Do you realize, one of my Top Chat friends just posted, folks, do you realize that if what the government is saying to you, listen carefully, with someone that's not even been elected, with someone that is not licensed, who is saying that it's not going to go back to normal unless you're vaccinated. That's what Bill Gates said. Your said representatives in the United States of America are saying to you, listen to me, America, you can have your freedom back only when you comply. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said that they're saying? You can have your freedom back only if you comply. That is forced compliance. Again, that is the definition of totalitarianism. Oh, America. Listen, this is my message today, in part. How many times do these fraudsters need to be exposed before they're brought to justice? Don't expect the current administration to bring anybody to justice because he hasn't done it for almost 5.5 years, including the campaign trail. Not a one person has been charged by this current administration in which he promised over 5 years ago. He's opening up, friends, the floodgates to the likes of Bill Gates and to the likes of Anthony Fauci, to Western medicine, friends, to force vaccinations upon the people. And if you remember right, when this all began to roll out in real time, I said, what's the pill in this jam? And we all knew it was the vaccinations. By the way, here is that tactic again. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Let's create a virus. We know it's fraud, but we're going to throw it on the people. We're going to get them scared enough, and then what we're going to do is we're going to bring in the answer. In the meantime, we're going to pull away their freedoms. We're going to suppress their freedoms. And in the same time, what we're going to do is we're going to begin to offer them the answer. Simultaneously, the fear is being pushed on the American people through the CIA-controlled media day in and day out, 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Continuously propagandize, push fear and oppression, but then offer them the answer. Give them a little relief after you throw the burden upon them. And then what they do in the process, as I said simultaneously, they accuse people that are not going along with it as the very ones that are guilty of spreading the disease. Think about that. That's called creating enemies of the state. I'm here to tell you the state doesn't give me my rights. God does. And it's my job, 1 Timothy 6:12, to fight against corruption in the state. And it's what's happening. And if you don't want to listen to what I'm telling you right now, go ahead and take the vaccination. Everything from A to Z has been exposed for fraud. It's all fraudulent. Friends, do you not see how this is being played out? They create chaos and then they bring in the order. They create the chaos and then they bring in the order. They create the chaos and then they bring in the order. I want to tell you what this does. It exposes whom you fear on so many different levels. Do you fear God? Or do you fear the consequence of corruption? Well, as for me and my house, we will fear the Lord in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, friends. This is great information coming up. Tanzania's president exposes fraudsters for who they are.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no end in sight to coronavirus relief talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
The rate of inflation is picking up slightly. Inflation rose 0.6% in July. That's 1% higher compared to July of last month. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. This is USA Radio News. Police are searching for a suspect after a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana this morning. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, still has police on scene looking for the suspect. 41-year-old Taniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center.
Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws, but if the judge and the court finds that we're not and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so listen to me. I'm looking forward to this one. America, you are the government. America, in obedience to the Lord, you are the law. How many times do these fraudsters need to be exposed before they're brought to justice? They're not going to bring each other to justice. We've seen this over the last how many decades in this country. Just on Saturday, friends, I spent 2 hours exposing 87 politicians that have been busted for horrific crimes against the children. Whoa. And these were the ones that were advocating the opposite of what they were guilty of. Right? These are the ones that were calling for traditional values to be replaced and re-implemented back into our country. And yet then they're caught doing what they do. Folks, they're not going to tell on each other. The 87 that I exposed on Saturday, by the way, are the ones that were caught, just for the record. Okay? So let's get to this next topic. Tanzania... This president, I watched the video this morning. It was like, oh, my goodness. By the way, yesterday, I thought it was Indonesia, and I said I can stand corrected on it. I did get the information. Someone sent me the video, and I totally appreciate it. This president exposes fraudsters for what they are, exposes test results that the coronavirus fraud shows itself to be, while using fruit, motor oil, and animals. Yes, you heard me right. Folks, we played some audio at the beginning of the week of a Florida doctor exposing not just the 333 labs where 100% of the tests came back positive. This guy came behind it on another day and told the American people that there's major insurance fraud going on through the medical industry right now with a high percentage of the tests for coronavirus coming back as positive. Of course, they have to create the crisis so they can bring in the resolve. Tanzania's president exposes fraudsters. Hey, folks, John Magufuli discusses with his people in a foreign tongue of his country the massive fraud taking place on a global scale with the coronavirus and its fraudulent testing. I hope you're sitting down for this one. Because, again, I'm going to ask you this several times throughout the show over the next two segments. How many times do these fraudsters need to be exposed before they are brought to justice? And keep in mind, they are not going to prosecute each other because they're all going in for the kill. Literally. This is what the president of Tanzania, John Magufuli, had to say. He said, "We took samples from goats." I'm going to say it slow. "We took samples from sheeps. We took samples from pawpaws." It's a fruit. "We even took samples from car oil," this president said. "And we took samples from other different things." This is how he said it. "And we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all the samples." This is the president from Tanzania. And this is exactly what they did, friends. They manipulated the tests without telling the labs that they did so. He goes on, "Like the sample from the car oil, we named it Jebel Hamza. He was 30 years old and he was a male. The result came back negative," he said. He said, "When we took the sample from a jackfruit, a durian, we named it Sarah Samuel. She was 45 years old and obviously a female. The result came back inconclusive." This is what he said, verbatim. He went on, "When we took the samples from Pawpaw, we named it Elizabeth Anna. She's 26 years old." This is all created, all fabricated, all fake. He said, "She's a female, and the results came back positive, that it has corona." Are you listening to me, America? "That means," said this president from Tanzania, "that the liquid from the pawpaw, the piece of fruit, came back positive for corona." Oh my goodness, doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face. He said, "We took samples from a bird type called quar, K-W-A-R-E. The result came back positive for," guess what, friends? "The coronavirus. We took samples from a rabbit. The result came back indeterminate," said the president from Tanzania. He said, "We took samples from a goat, and the results came back positive. The goat had coronavirus." Do you see how arbitrary this is? Americans, do you see and understand how dangerous this is? The whole narrative is predicated on nothing but a lie to make money at the end of the day and to depopulate the globe. And again, I didn't say that. Bill Gates said that. The president from Tanzania goes on. He said, "We took samples from a sheep and it came back negative." And so on and so on. "So now when we see this, you have to take samples and say that they are humans and the results come back positive. That they have corona. That means all the pawpaws, the fruit, should be in isolation." Now he's making a mockery of it. He's showing people how dense they are for actually believing this fraud that's being perpetuated on a global scale. He said that the fruit should now be set in isolation. "Also, and when," he said, "they take the goat samples and that they are also positive, that means all the goats that we have here, by assumption, or maybe the goat with the sample which was taken, should also be in isolation." Did you hear that? What is the President of the United States of America saying to you, friends? And keep in mind, he's the one that has given them the open forum and the floor to advocate this perpetual fraud. Donald Trump is saying the exact opposite of the President of Tanzania. Why? Because he's not in on the kill. He's not the one that can profit from this fraud. People, when are you going to understand that there's no truth in these people? When are you going to understand that the American politician, friends, for the most part, safe to say, are a bunch of Judases that have sold you out for 30 pieces of silver? That's all you have to do is read Luke 22, verse 48, and you will find, friends, and you will find Judas betraying Jesus Christ with a kiss. And it's exactly how politicians operate in this country. It's time that we begin to listen, friends, and I know many of you have, to those that have taken the time to see it through, because this Tanzania president, John Magufuli, he said, "You're not vaccinating my country." Why? Because he took the time to see it through to understand that it is a complete fraud. Folks, you have become a byword. You've become a reproach to the world. Why? I continuously tell the American people that you're hated by the world on so many fronts because, America, of what you have allowed your corrupt politicians to do to third world countries. And what's sick about all of it, and it really is sick, is the amount of idiocy, ignorance, and willful ignorance the American people have become to continuously subject themselves to people that they know all the well that are lying to them. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. That's stupid. That's ignorant. That's the recipe. This precipitates danger in so many ways and on so many fronts concerning your posterity. And not just your posterity, but your little keisters as well. We have an individual willing to stand up, as do we, hundreds of thousands of individuals on a global basis that are combating the narrative that has no wind or legs of its own, outside of the lying mainstream media that 94% of you don't trust. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Test samples from fruit, goats, motor oil, and sheep. Completely fabricated, contrived, created out of thin air, and taking samples and sending them in to the labs, only to find out that they're coronavirus positive, and they're not even human beings. It's fruit. It's goats. It's sheep. Does there come a point in this country, America, where you become ashamed of what you tolerate? Because I'm embarrassed for those that are walking around drinking in the Kool-Aid. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, as I was getting my, as my wife says, hair fixed. And I was talking to her, and she says 90% of my clients, when I was there, 90% of my clients said that they don't want to wear these. I got a question for you. Then why are you wearing one? There's no law that says that you have to wear one. No, it shows you how much of a liar, how much of a compromiser, how diplomatic that you are to put one on in the first place. Because you all the well know what they're saying isn't true. But you just go along to get along because you don't want to lose what you think you got. Well, guess what? You ain't got nothing. Because I know one thing's for sure is when you meet your judge, you're going to find out that you came into this world with nothing and you're going to leave with nothing. This is happening, friends, on this globe right now, because the American people haven't stood up and responded to the call and rose to the level of expectation to be the light that God called them to be. Hey, to whom much is given, much is required, and rest assured, it is.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Kick out of some of these commercials. Hey, guys, down at Genesis Communication Networks, thank you for doing a good job. We totally appreciate you guys in so many different ways. Sam, Judah, thank you for running the show, operating the show from here. Again, we appreciate you. And to my friends, my faithful friends on live chat, I totally appreciate every one of you. And I could say that, listen, I'm not a pushover. I'm not a pansy. But I could really tell you from all sincerity with tears in my eyes that I totally appreciate every one of you guys. You guys are great. I love the input, both pro and con, because I take it to heart. I weigh it in the balance of the word and the light of the word, and I take it, and I, you know, I'm just glad I'm in it with you guys. I really am. When I did 364 high schools across the country, I had a team of 30 people where we toured on a bus all across the country. I couldn't have picked a better team. And that's exactly what I see the Lord doing over here on live chat. And by the way, if you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to YouTube, go to the right side, and join us on live chat. Would love to have you over there. Again, pro or con. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And you can check us out on the front page there. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. I'm not going to give out the call-out number because I got a caller right now, Dan, calling in from Ohio. But before I take Dan, I want to say this real quick so people understand that when I say people are stupid, when I say that they're dull, when they're foolish, when they're ignorant, when they're dense, you need to understand that this is all Scripture. And stupid means dull or insensible. Webster's 1828, guys, with Scripture reference. Find it. Jeremiah 5:21 tells us this. Listen carefully. Hear now this. O foolish people, and without understanding. What is understanding? Having knowledge and knowing how to use it, which is wisdom with experience. Okay? He said, which have eyes and see not, and have ears and hear not. Wow. He said, should you not fear me, saith the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bond of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass by it? And though the waves therefore toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. My daddy created all of this, as well as all of us. You want the answers to life in general? Friends, read the Word of God, because it's all there. Taking up Dan from Ohio. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you again. I seen your name and you put a smile on my face. What do you have to say once and for all during this last segment, my friend?
All right, great show, Bradley, and thanks for all the good you do. Hey, I've got to tell you a quick little story, and it's a good story. I was visiting up in northern Ohio, which is definitely mass heaven up there, and I'm in a grocery store in not a very good neighborhood visiting my mom. So I'm in there. I don't have a mask on, and there's a guy behind me, and anyways, I start talking with him, and I'm just going to kill people with kindness. They're going to look at me as an evil guy without a mask. Kill him with time. And, but anyways, so he starts talking and he's like, you know, I can't talk. So he takes his mask down. We wind up talking for about 5 minutes and he enjoys it. And so, yeah, I got to ask him about his faith. And we talked about that for a bit. And so anyways, I was able to tell him something. I said, now notice, I said, when you seen me without a mask, you saw me as a human being. I said, but you see that lady over there with a mask on, you see her as a virus. And he's like, you know, I never thought of it that way, but that's what they've done. They've dehumanized us into believing that we're looking at viruses and not human beings. One is created in the image of God.
Yep, of course. Satan's been making a mockery out of everything that God has created since the beginning of time, because he was the one that was cast down. Of course. What would we expect from the accuser of the brethren? What would we expect from the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy? And it's exactly what's happening here. And it shows you who the representatives are that are requiring masks as to whom they serve. Does it not?
And, you know, I try to talk to a lot of people about what's going on with this whole Trump administration. And, you know, and it's like, well, we don't have a choice. We have to vote for Trump. And I said, wait a minute.
Yep.
What about Operation Warp Speed? What about this? And they just completely overlook it. They're like, well, let's get him back in and then we'll handle that. And, you know, and they're like, well, you know, his wife's on the line because he's fighting Big Pharma. And I said, you know, if he wants to fight Big Pharma, stop letting them fund the news network. Stop letting Big Pharma advertise on our television set. If you want to put a halt to the garbage that's being plugged into our airways, stop Big Pharma from having a say for what the news is all about. You know, CNN is 70% funded by Big Pharma.
Yep, and foreign countries too, by the way, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, to continuously steer the narrative.
It's just frustrating because, you know, it's like people think, well, we don't have a choice. It's, you know, we have to win this election for Trump. You know, I'll be honest with you, Bradley. I'm more afraid of what they're going to do with this vaccine than I am the whole Black Lives Matter in the leftist. Now, I know that that's a bad thing, but I know that when the government comes at us, that's a lot more dangerous than these riffraff groups that are heavily funded. But, you know,
can I say something to that really quick? Because I get information crossing my desk 24/7. We just found out yesterday, I believe it was Natural News, that exposed the FBI for steering Black Lives Matters. So we shouldn't be surprised. And we're talking about the corrupt, compartmentalized version of that agency. Back in the 60s, the civil rights movement, we found out who was attacking the civil rights movement, who was sending in provocateurs to create enemies on the behest of none other than Martin Luther King Jr. Guess who was sending them in? The FBI was, under J. Edgar Hoover. So this is nothing new. They've been doing this for decades in this country. Same thing with Penn State. Folks, the list goes on. Same thing with Missouri. The list goes on and on. Remember when this whole thing with George Floyd came about? Do you remember when the sheriff got up on television, and I think he did a great job here in Minneapolis, at least from what I've seen, and he said that the whole narrative was hijacked. There was peaceful protest, and then they found out that the people that were being arrested were from out of town. So this is all bought and paid for, just for the record.
The the governor of Ohio, who's as big a rhino as you can find, well, now his lawyer is under investigation for a sex pedophile ring because he's also Les Lessner's attorney.
That's
so
right.
You know that there's all these compromised politicians in office, and they're making decisions because they don't want to be exposed for all the crimes they've done.
That's exactly.
I'm not calling DeWine a criminal, but
he's a criminal, dude. Look what he's advocating for. He doesn't have the force of law behind his unconstitutional edicts. Of course he's a criminal. If you or I go 56 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, what does that make us? It makes us transgressors. We broke the law. And we got to start calling them out for who they are, because we need to quit giving them the benefit of the doubt. No, I'm not going after you. I just get frustrated with some of the things that people say. And it's like, wait a second, guys. If they're producing corrupt fruit, it means that they're corrupt, and they are extorted men, Don. I've been saying this for 15, 16, 17, 18 years on the radio. The reason the country is in the position that it is because they are being extorted to do what they're told, and if not, then they're exposed. And I just did a whole show on Saturday exposing 87 politicians for what? Crimes, horrific crimes against children. You got 10 seconds, my friend. I got to finish this up.
Oh, okay. Well, no, just thanks. And thanks for all you do. And yeah, I know he's a criminal, and I agree. I just was, you know, I just felt bad about nailing him for that. But there's got to be a reason why this guy that's supposedly conservative is acting like this.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, Don. Man, keep doing what you're doing. Keep taking a stand. Don't move. Don't get caught up into their debate, because once they get caught, they get you caught up in their debate, they want to go ahead and gut the pith and marrow of what the truth is. So don't do it. Stand your ground regardless of what they do, if they mock, if they scoff, whatever the case is. Keep walking in the light. I commend you, my friend. I totally appreciate you in more ways than you may know. I want to say this, too. We got people calling up right now. We got 1 minute left. So this is why I continuously shout the number out to you guys. You can't call in the last 30, 40 seconds of the show and expect to be pulled up. So anyways, with that said, I wanted to let you know, too, just to show you how the mainstream media is in operation again. This Tanzanian president exposing faulty COVID-19 testing by submitting to non-human samples. Snopes is saying this. Folks, I watched the video this morning. I watched the video. I didn't play it for you because we're not going to understand the thing that he's saying, but they're saying that it's unproven. Now, keep in mind, Snopes.com is a CIA operation, and if you understand behind those that are behind the helm over there, all three of them, folks, you wouldn't listen to a word that they have to say. You want to talk about criminals like Don was talking about? Oh, my goodness, friends. There you have it. But again, you have the CIA-controlled media attempting to give cover to those that are committing the act of conspiracy, going so far as to commit the act of roughshod. That means to go over you regardless of what the truth is. They're going to keep perpetuating the lie. America, I'm not going to say this in the way that I've said it in the past. Either you stand up and fight the good fight of faith and winning your freedoms back and put those criminals in jail, or else you are going to lose your freedoms and your children will be enslaved. Mark the word of the Lord, because that's exactly where we're at. And get yourself in a position to understand with what's going on concerning these contenders. They're nothing more than the two that have been put up, friends, by the powers that are tolerated. They're on the same team. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be back. 23.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.